Hello there, and welcome to Yui's Pod. This is going to be an introduction slash first podcast. I'm Sage, and to my right is the creator of the channel, Yui. And to his right is...
Pain.
Pain?
Now you shall know pain.
Sorry.
I never heard that before.
So, Mr. Yui, why don't you explain what this channel is going to be about and probably how you came to the creation of the channel itself.
Well, more of just, I guess, talking about anime and why most people get, like, I guess you would say, attracted to it. Not like, not that kind of attraction.
Being sexually attracted.
I mean, yeah.
Hentai games.
Sure, yeah. That's sexual, not attraction.
Nah, but I get what you mean. Just
more of like, how...
Get drawn to it, if you will.
Yeah, okay, that's a better word, but... more of... Yeah, it's hard to explain. More of, like, how people... Why they like it, you know? And most people don't know where it came... Or where it comes from, as far as if they're new to it. And I think I'm going to try to help them to show them where it came from and, you know, why... What I mean, and the history of it. I mean, we're never gonna talk most about anime, but I will be showing, like, you know, history of how it came from, how it came from today to what it is now of the animation, and how it was back then.
And yeah, we could probably supply the actual video portion of this with, say. Don't do that. That picks up really loud.
Yeah.
Be careful with strings and stuff. But what we can do is we can easily put on the screen, like, say, when you're talking about the past versus, you know, the present of animation, we can do side-to-side comparisons. And it has changed drastically over the years. One thing I have noticed is definitely noses. They have definitely disappeared over the years, and it's a pretty interesting thing. It changes so much. It can disappear. It can have a triangle. It can be an actual nose. I've seen so many variations over the years, and it just all changes. And each, what would you say, generation, I guess, of anime seems to have its own style and
noses.
Style and noses. But they all seem to take this drastic change in animation. I mean, obviously the polar opposites are of... I mean, it's definitely how it was chosen to be drawn. But, you know, say like what Panty and Stocking looks like versus, say, however many years ago, say, Cowboy Bebop. I mean, and of course those are different studios who are making those and different people who are producing them, but I mean, it is a different choice in how it is animated and how it is all done in the end. I mean, and let's, speaking of Panty Stocking, let's take a look at that company, Gainax. I know I'm derailing you, this is pretty much just a general discussion of anime right now, but Gainax itself has had so many variations, and you can easily tell a Gainax animation when you see it, but each anime almost changes to just these outrageous things. I mean, probably one of the first Gainax things I saw would have to be Fooly Cooly.
Yeah, that was... The animation is kind of like in between Cowboy Bebop's Panty Stocking. It's like Fooly Cooly and Cowboy Bebop put together, and that's the animation of Panty Stocking, in a way.
You know, Panty Stocking is actually...
like, they're trying to cut
it's satire or making fun
of American.
Right, American cartoons. Just,
I mean,
in a
but it's
very
so,
adult.
But
manner.
It's so accurate. It's kind of like a. Like, I know Archer's not really an anime, as far as.
Well, this is where you get into the discussion of what anime is. By definition, you can define it as Japanese cartoons. But generally, anime is short for animation. which can cover a wider range, and that's a whole other discussion of its own.
Like Ruby, everyone thinks Ruby is it. Yeah. I mean, it is anime, but it's not Japanese.
Right, and that's where you go into the classifications, if you will, of Japanese, or sorry, Eastern animation versus Western animation. And the different, say, you can define it as anime-esque for something like Ruby, which is made by Roosterteeth, and if you haven't seen it yet, definitely go check it out. It's worth watching. The animation's pretty top-notch, and it just keeps getting better. But back to the whole Gainax thing, I mean, just like in order from what I remember, I'm sure I'm missing something somewhere, but it's like Fooly Cooly, Gurren Lagann, Penny and Stocking, Kill la Kill, and whoever the hell knows what's going to happen next. I mean,
Kill la Kill is good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Kill la Kill. It was really bizarre to start with. I mean, Gainax's specialty is taking an anime, and it's like, what can we turn into a weapon? Drills, clothes, scissors. Yeah, Penny. Have you never seen Penny and Stocking?
No, I haven't.
how do you explain this one? It's an anime about two angels who are, if I remember right, stuck on Earth until they receive 100 heaven coins by defeating and destroying various demons or ghosts. And they're named, each character is named after an article of clothing. So the main character is Penny and Stocking. They use their namesake, if you will, for their weapons. So Stocking will use her knee socks, or well, her, you know, stockings to turn into a sword, while Penny actually removes her underwear and then turns it into a gun. It's this crazy show, and it's definitely an experience that you have to see. Like, whether you like it or not, it's just, you have to see one episode just to just witness it, I guess. I mean, it's really nuts, and I could show you after this. It's funny. I like it. But it's very childish humor, but something about it just so endearing.
Well, that, I mean, I guess they're trying to copy, like, American, but I don't really see the comparison.
I mean, when I first saw it, I was like, what is this? It almost resembled somewhat Powerpuff Girls when I first saw the animation. Really, I had no intention of watching it till I saw one scene out of it, and this one, I was just walking by someone who was just watching it on their laptop, and I just like, what the hell is that? I see it, and they're just being chased around by zombies, and then suddenly, you know, they run into a sex shop and grab dildos and start killing a zombie cat with it. I was like, what the hell is this? I have to watch it now. This is so absurd. I have to see it.
Dildos?
Yeah, I'm not even joking. Like, that's their weapon throughout the episode.
There's a lot of sexual content.
It's really, like I said, sexual humor. It's real childish, but something about it is just so, I don't know, amusing.
That's hilarious.
Nice. So, back to what we, since we got off topic, what we want to do with the channel, as you were saying, was we want to discuss anime, the kind of the history of it, various animes and anime styles, and
that's gotten a big way. Just look at 2006 when Haruhi Suzumiya.
Was Haruhi in 2006?
It was made in 2005 in Japan, but it came out in 2006 in America. Because it easily, back then it took about a year to dub, now it takes about 2 years.
I'm going to fact check you on that, because I really...
Well, it depends on the anime.
I know, but I'm really... You can go ahead, I'm just going to be over here typing.
That depends on the anime, though. Like, Haruhi Suzumiya, for some reason, that only took a year. And then you go to Conad, because it was made by, I think...
Wasn't
Haruhi Suzumiya made by Key too?
Yes, it was.
It just depends on how long the series is and how long like they take to dub it, like far as the lines. And
manga, anime, TV. Alright, so first I want to take a look at the year. Original airing 2006. Wow.
Yeah, that was that long ago.
I like, you were spot on too.
I know, yeah, because I've seen it.
Would have been scared shitless if you got the day too.
I've seen it like 5 times in a row.
You've seen everything like 5 times.
Or Rika 7, I've seen 10 times in a row, and that's 50 episodes long.
I've only seen that once, but I've actually never finished Rika 7. Like, I've always watched to a certain point, and I've
stopped watching it.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's not that I didn't enjoy it. It's just something. And I don't see anything about Key. I'm wasting time here, you know. Kyoto Animation, so, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's Key. Or it's around Key, but still.
Like, really?
Before Clannad. K-On! came out the same year as Clannad, I think. Either before or after, something like that. But
I would check this, but, like, I have already been defeated. Like, I was going to so call you out on that. It's like, aha, you don't remember the exact day, but I'm not even going to bother now, because you got that right on. It's like 2006, I remember the day.
I know what year, I don't know the day.
Right. But you still got the year. I couldn't even place a year, like, Cowboy Bebop, I can't remember what
Cowboy
year
Bebop
exactly.
Cowboy Bebop came out in, like, 2002.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt
2001,
it.
2001.
It sounds
like
right
that.
For the time frame.
It's like in 2001. That's when they really started. Well, Astro Boy, Speed Racer was one of the kind of first animes, but it was more of like a Saturday thing where you would go and
watch. Honestly, I think Astro Boy came out.
No, I know that, but I mean,
early. Okay, yeah.
Like when it first started anime series, Astro Boy was just a. Like, at first, it was just, like, a little mini-series as far as what I really saw.
Mm-hmm.
And then Astro Boy got big. And so on and so forth.
Astro Boy very much.
There's, like, 3 different versions. Like, they have an American version of it, which I don't think is good. The Japanese version of it's better.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
of course. That's most of it. And then the first anime, like, I know we're kind of off topic, but...
Podcast, you're gonna get off topic.
We'll get back into it, but the first like anime movie was Totoro, which was made in 1989. Then Spirited Away, which was like
you're just naming all Miyazaki films right now.
Like 92, and then there's one more.
Go ahead, name Mononoke and
yeah, but
Howl's Moving Castle.
I forgot how they're like you know.
The order of
order. Like I know, but like then when it more in like 2004 is when anime series got big. Then Haruhi Suzumiya, which really shot it up. Then Clannad. It was Lucky Star actually. Lucky Star came out like
Lucky Star was pretty big here in America.
2007, 2008.
Yeah,
and
that's almost everyone's first anime.
That's,
at some point.
That saved Japan's economy from what I not like the whole economy, but the I guess anime.
Well, how about we talk about the popularity in anime? So
yeah,
it used to be
that's what saved anime, and like in 2007, then Clannad that even shot it up more. And then now it's staying the same.
I think it's dramatically increasing year by year, definitely.
Yeah.
Because if you remember like how it all started, anime was definitely, came to America, it was definitely how it started, at least for us, be more geared towards kids, stuff like Sailor Moon, Pokemon and all that. And then as it kind of got more popular here, it got more and more shows coming to America, some more adult stuff, but it was always viewed as childish stuff just because it was still animation, and I guess probably humor contributes a bit to that, but I remember when you were a big nerd because you liked anime, like it was almost taboo in a way. It's like, haha, you're a nerd, we're going to exclude you because you like anime. And now, just as the years increase, like, I actually noticed the change. It was around high school. I mean, it depends on how old you are, of course, but it definitely increased in popularity. Everyone was watching it because everyone watched Dragon Ball Z. Everyone watched Pokemon when they were young, and quite a few selection watched stuff like Sailor Moon. But when, say, like Cowboy Bebop, Trigun, and just a few things that aired on Adult Swim came over, it was definitely increasing in popularity more and more. And, you know, that's when it kind of dawned on me. Just, like, people that I would never expect to be into anime, just like, yeah, I watched Trigun, or I watched Cowboy Bebop, and that was a great show. I love that. It was awesome action, you know. And that's just kind of what it takes, is just to kind of to get this one little thing to kind of hook you and kind of keep you coming back and more interested in it. But, man, it was just a weird kind of change. You know, I know a few jocks who are just like, you know, they love stuff like Naruto, they love Bleach and all that. Yeah, it's just so like the race. Badass action is what they like about it.
Yeah. Most of the ones that are the good ones that were on Toonami, which was like Cowboy Bebop, Ricket 7, and but it didn't come on Toonami until like 2007.
It wasn't even on Toonami, to my knowledge. No, they aired on Adult Swim.
No, well, Adult Swim, sorry, but they switched. Now it's Toonami.
Now Toonami's on Adult Swim.
Well, they're combined. But yeah. Still, but it didn't come on until like Ricket 7 didn't come on until 2007. And then, like, a few, like 6 months earlier, they put it back on Adult Swim. And then they took it off again because they finished the series. And Fullmetal Alchemist, they keep on showing over and over and over.
Well, there's reason there, too. It's just because that's what's popular and what gives them a lot of ratings.
No, yeah. I know that. But it's just after a while, like, you know, you need some variety. I get it if you can't get the rights. But they get most of it just from Funimation or Bones. Or,
which Funimation, to my knowledge, is one of the only remaining dubbing companies. It is the biggest, but stuff like
that. The biggest in America.
Yeah, like if I remember right, Viz Media went out of business.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, and the little disappointing. I believe they did come back. They did make a comeback recently.
They worked like Funimation when they made Full Metal Alchemist. They also worked with them too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when they made Full Metal Alchemist. Like, they were like a sound studio with them, like, from what I hear.
Oh, really?
But they don't make that much animes anymore because, you know, they're just not that big.
They're almost the rareware of the anime world. I mean, you know, getting off topic again, going to games, Rare used to make the greatest games ever. Banjo-Kazooie, Conker's Bad Fur Day. What are they known for now? Xbox 360 avatars. And just, where have you gone?
Rare actually does some anime.
Rareware? Like the...
No.
The gaming?
They produced something, like, or they helped. Or no, I'm thinking about a game, never mind.
Okay.
No, I'm thinking about an anime game.
I'm confused.
Yeah, I was a little thrown out there. I was like, really? Did they ever get into anime?
I was thinking about like an anime game that they helped make.
Oh, okay.
I was like, yeah, I was like, no.
I would have totally bought it. You got the 2006 thing completely correct. I was like, do you know this shit?
No, I mean, I know they helped make a game. I'm not sure which game it was, but it was some, you know, anime game that was Japanese, but it's not English. All the options and all that little...
It didn't have an English dub or...
No, but just like when you're on the menu, it's all English.
Oh, okay, so it does get translated, but it doesn't
But the game is
dubbed itself, I guess.
Well, it's subtitles, but that's about it.
Right, it doesn't get dubbed, is what. Yeah, it's like a. I just bought JoJo's Bizarre Adventure All Star Battle, which I talk about a little too much right now, but it's kind of my thing right now. I really love JoJo. It's a great. It's definitely not for everybody, but it's just your typical, you know, anime. Say like where you know every attack has a name, and it's just, it's definitely a comedy in its own ways, but. It's definitely your action anime, and every character is named or referenced. Their names are a reference of a band or a song. So
Dragon Ball Z.
Oh God, yeah, everyone's named after food there. But it's, say like one of the characters is named Dio, which would be the band Dio.
Yeah,
or Dio himself. But you know that's what he is referenced to. You also have one of the. Ooh, a little bit of background noise there.
I love all getting fans.
All right. There's another character in the series called Robert E. Speedwagon. So REO Speedwagon is his name. And you got stuff like Zeppeli, which is Led Zeppelin, Caesar. You know, it just keeps going.
I want to play this game now.
It's not just the game. There's a whole anime about it, too. And a manga series. It's pretty enjoyable.
Wait.
The art style is something that definitely kept me from watching it when it first came out. At least not the original Stardust Crusader OVA that came to America. I did slightly know about that, but I never really paid attention to it. It used to be a fighting game, and then, you know, had a manga and all this. I don't know what order it came in, because some things can... Gurren Lagann had the anime first, and then it got the manga, and it got tons of spin-offs, and I think even it had a game or two, whether it's mobile or something, but it had something.
Speaking of Gurren Lagann, every anime character is 14 has these big-ass boobs.
Yes, I know.
And then when someone's like in Clannad, like Sanae, she, like, I mean, she does, but, you know, it's not, like, pop in your face. Like, it's not just like...
Yoko goes 3D.
It's not where it's just, like, slapping you in the face, like, hey, I got some...
Dude,
you'll get to them!
It'll never get as ridiculous as just something I came across on YouTube. It's called Eken. If you ever watch something called A&B Hell, there's a... It's this one chick eats a banana, and just hers are just like out here to her kneecaps, and it's just ridiculous. It's supposed to be a comedy, but it's just like... It's H-y as well, but it's... It's two episodes long. It's just... It's another thing you just have to experience for yourself, kind of like Penny and Sugging. It's just like, what am I watching right now? but back to what I was saying about JoJo, is the art style really, for the new anime, kind of kept me a little distant because I didn't like it at first.
Uh-huh.
And that's what kind of... I was drawn away from it. I didn't really have any interest in it. But I just decided one day to start watching it, and I realized it's fairly good, you know? It does suffer from what I like to call shonen syndrome, where everyone names their attack and likes to explain what their attack's going to do before they hit them, and they're surprised when the other person dodges it, or, you know, does something to prevent it, and then they explain everything, and it's like, oh god! But it's just something about it is entertaining. Well, it'll never get as bad as Naruto with Tarp no Jutsu, succeeding every battle.
I go back on topic of how anime was made, like, far as the movies. From what I heard, I did a report in high school, of like what career am I doing or something like that. Mm-hmm. I did about anime. I learned that this guy from Japan came over to America, saw Pixar, and kind of got the idea from that. But this was like in 1985, and he went back to Japan, and, you know, he kind of made his own program, and that's kind of how anime started. Because if you've seen Totoro,
mm-hmm.
like, you've seen the animation compared to Pixar, they kind of look similar a little bit.
Yeah, it has the same feel, I would say,
like,
definitely.
I know it's not the same now, because mm-hmm. they finally changed it, and they have their own style. It's like, you know, art style. Like Pixar, like, you know how when they were making Spirited Away, it was a lot better than what Toy Story looked like compared to...
I mean, I'll argue that to the day I die, but...
I mean, I'm not saying Toy Story is bad.
I'm just messing around.
But like the animation, you could tell in between which looked a little bit better.
I do appreciate the hand-drawn stuff more than the 3D animation.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely... I'm not saying it takes less skill to do 3D animation, because it certainly does not. I'm sure.
No, I know it
takes
a lot.
One movie takes about
if you're just rendering, takes about 2 years.
Yeah, I mean it.
And they have like 60 computers doing one frame every second.
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine how that would be. I mean, it would probably consume your day for work really easily.
Well, now the computers do it all by themselves, but it's like four times these computers, but there's 60 of them. And that's like a good 10 grand each computer.
That's another disappointing thing about, like, say, most cartoons or American cartoons. It's all made on computer. None of it's hand-drawn anymore. I remember when they talked about the last actual, not hand-drawn, but, episode of South Park that was not made on computer.
It was all done by, they all did it by all, you know.
By hand, yeah.
Yeah.
It was... But they talked about it. It's like, this is going to be the final episode ever made like this instead of just being on the computer. And I was like, wow, that's actually kind of a, you know...
Downer.
Yeah, in a way, but it's kind of a landmark, if you will, for, like, the evolution of their animation. While it still remains the same, they're, I guess, going to a different media to fulfill their goal of making this series or to be able to make each episode, and they're pretty quick about pumping those out. Like, they, I remember one topical event, they immediately made an episode like the week after. It was so crazy. Yeah.
It's a lost subject for us now. Like, anime, but you know, The Simpsons?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't change it. Like, now it's just, like, they use computer a little bit, but they mostly just draw.
Is that so? I mean, I...
Yeah, they have... There's, like, 70 people drawing The Simpsons episodes.
Are they still going, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow.
Well, they're kind of... They're deciding to quit because, you know, it's been going on for, like, what, 25 years?
Yeah, I mean, but I've heard discussions like that several times. They were like, oh, we're after this season or this contract, we're going to stop. And then it's like, oh, well, let's keep going.
Like, it's just the animation compared to America and Japan. Mm-hmm. Japan has, you see how far they went from 1989 to until now. Because Tokyo Raven, holy shit.
Yeah, the animation in that is crazy.
Like, all the storylines to me was kind of confusing a little bit, but as far as that, the animation, it's like...
It's amazing.
Like, compared to 2006, how Harsh Suzumi looks like from 2009, I don't get why they changed it in 2007 and 8, but 2009 and 2006 almost looks, the you know, exactly the same, just a little bit better in 2009.
Yeah, and, like, there's... Sailor Moon just recently got rebooted.
Yeah, no, so I just...
I can't get past, like, the faces on the characters now, but the animation is definitely... it definitely has changed, and that's just another change in animation right there. It's just the evolution of how they decided to do it. I'm sure it's a different studio.
No, yeah, it is.
To some degree, but it's still just, like, just going back to that whole change in animation over time and how they want to do it and how it's done.
Well, even back then, it wasn't that bad. Just, like, I forgot what anime it was, Moon Phase. Like, Moon Phase and Sailor Moon have the same animation, like, bases.
Mm-hmm.
So they look exactly the same, to me, anyway. Moon Phase kind of made no sense, but... It was just kind of like, she's a vampire, you're my bitch, there we go. That's the end of the story.
Tell a lot of stories, that's what I know.
I forgot which one it was. The first that made the harem of where there's four girls going for one guy. I forgot what anime it was.
I've seen too many harem animes.
No, I know, but it was...
keep track of which one's which.
It was like made in 2003, and that was the first one that made up that kind of genre.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot what it was called. I forgot what it was called. But it consisted of four girls and one guy, and the guy was dense as hell, kind of like
are you perhaps talking about Love Hina?
Yeah, Love Hina. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's probably one of the first harems I saw. Yeah, definitely.
That's what they started, and then kind of like, but the guy was kind of he wasn't as dense as Ichika from Infinite Stratus. And if you've seen that, like, he didn't get any hints that...
But I mean, that's kind of the formula of harem, you know. Guy comes to live in a house with a bunch of women and
just like,
doesn't catch any hints. I mean, they could be flagging him down with those they're at airports, the little cones they have to lay light up, and they're directing the planes. They could be doing that, and just they wouldn't catch it.
Family Guy when Brian...
Yeah, exactly. That's what came to mind. That's what brought it up.
She had that little, like, with the airplanes. Like, right. So what do you want to do? I don't know.
It's like you couldn't get any stronger signals. I mean, I've seen too many harems where they're just shoving breasts in people's faces, and they're just like, so what do you want to do tonight? And like, well, I think we can go out and go do this. It's like, nope. Kind of off base there, man.
Like, as recently finished Is This a Zombie, and he, I guess, kind of picked it up, but not really.
That's another one I need to finish, because honestly, I haven't really
watched
much of it.
What else? Well, that's most of the harems that I actually like. And the rest of them are just kind of, I guess, cliche.
Cookie cutter cliche, yeah.
Ones that were just kind of like, I copy your shit. There.
It's just rinse and repeat the same formula. I mean, it's almost the same with almost any shonen, you know.
But
they're all different powers, but it's always goes the same way. Bad guy comes, fucks shit up, and near the end of the fight, the hero disappears for a bit for quote-unquote training that you most of the time you never see on screen, and while his friends are getting the shit kicked out of them, and then suddenly he comes back and he's all big and badass. Bleach, for example. I don't remember.
Well,
to be fair, I didn't watch that part with Aizen, but it's like I've seen. It's like they're, and you may cut to them every now and then, just kind of show a brief bit of training with them struggling with something, but it's like too little to make sense and to really understand how their power has increased over this short amount of time. And they come back just powerful. It's like, oh, I flick you and you're dead, you know?
Yeah. but in Bleach, actually, like, he gets his ass whooped, then he kicks that ass.
That's formula. He gets his ass whooped, kicks ass.
But I mean, it's not like he disappears and then comes back. Not always.
Yeah, I want to argue that a little bit. Like,
not, I mean,
Soul only, Society.
There's only a few episodes he doesn't do that. Like, just like when he fights the second, like, topmost powerful guy, like, he, because he, like, he dies and comes back, Ichigo, he comes back and he has, like, this dark, like, the hollow's taking him over and then he kicks ass.
Talking about the Okiura fight?
Yeah, because he always, because of the hollow inside of him brings him back and kicks ass.
I mean, that's the one. I don't remember that arc too much. Like, Bleach is one of the ones that I've kind of lost track of over the years with.
Yeah,
I haven't even bothered starting One Piece, really. Naruto's the only one I kind of kept track of, and just even then, and I've.
Yeah, like, mainstream ones, I just get. Like, I don't hate them. It's just they're so long.
Are you an anime hipster?
I know I am. It's like, I don't feel like wasting. All that. I mean, not saying they're bad, it's just after a while, it's just like eating the same thing. It's just like.
Yeah, I get to what you're saying. Like, I could not survive alone. I just watching, Naruto, which I don't watch anymore. I went to reading it.
Like, Naruto, the manga was better. Most
anime. Well, you can say that about anything. The manga generally is
better in ways. The shows, the producer cuts things out because it's probably either too long, doesn't make sense to some people. Or, you know, he's just still lazy. And
or you get filler hell from Naruto. Good God. After the whole actual main arc, they started this 120-episode filler arc, which just lasted forever. And I watched every second of it, and I hated myself after it. And then Shippuden started, and then you get 20 episodes, and then filler. And I'm just like, I'm done. I can't do it anymore.
Besides that, like, Cecil Isa, like, remember being in high school on K-On!, I would watch that almost every day in class. And everyone would be like, what the hell are you watching?
Let me guess, K-On! Again?
Yes, I love Moe. It's like, I don't get why, you know, Josh didn't want to, you know, do it, because, like, he likes Moe, and so do I, and, like, out of all the friends, I'm the one that actually likes Moe with them.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about why he didn't want to do this, it's just it's not... I've tried to get him on the various recordings with me, and he's just like, oh, I'm not good at talking about nothing. I'm like, just let it kind of riff a bit, you know, just kind of let it go. Just start rambling if you want. I don't care, you know. You're there as my co-op, the commentary. You're supposed to we're supposed to bounce, you know, dialogue off each other and, you know, just kind of talk, which is kind of what we're doing. We're just talking about this, and it is hard at first, and it's very nerve-wracking. I've done this before, and even before today, I was just nervous as hell. Just like, I haven't done an hour-long one. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Talk.
Yeah, I mean, it's really all it is. Just talk.
I mean,
you don't worry about this computer over here. You don't worry about those blue, pretty lines. You just, you know, have a discussion with who you're on the podcast with.
I mean, he always telling me to speak up, and he was going to get me for not speaking up, but he doesn't want to come and do it. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay, we're off topic for us. Now we're just kind of, well, he's not, but we're just kind of complaining. Fuck it. Like, so
well, how about we go to, you've already explained what you wanted to talk about with the channel. How about we
get 30 minutes later.
Right. How about we get into how we got into anime, how it all started, and why don't you start with that? Like, what was your first anime? And
at first, I didn't know what anime was. Like, I saw Dragon Ball Z. I thought that was just a cartoon, American cartoon. Like, and then I started watching Eureka 7, which I kind of knew anime. Like, I kind of knew what it was called, but I didn't know where it was from. But what else? And then I started watching First Angel, and I didn't know that it was Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
That was in like 2007. Not the anime, but when I started, when I knew what anime was after that.
So you made it that far without really realizing
it's
from a different country entirely. Like,
this girl on YouTube, she was she put the Japanese title, and I got like started saying, "Oh no, it's Angel's First Angel or whatever."
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then her boyfriend got pissed off about it, and I was like, "Oh, so that's what anime is." And I started looking at it more, and I got more into it, like in eighth grade, and it's just,
It throws me off when people mention like the American or well the translated title of an anime.
Well.
Like
I don't speak.
I forgot which one you always. What you say is this a zombie? I can immediately place my finger on that one. Like I remember that's Korewa Zombie, but something.
I can't.
You say Heaven's Lost Property. I know it's Sono Tashimano.
I have dyslexic, so I have trouble like pronouncing things. Like if you showed me how to speak it, or show me like you know, show me it. After a while, I'll finally get it, but you know, I guess I'm just lazy.
Well, I mean, some things I know in the. Well, that's my fault. That's me, and I'm sorry.
It was just a vibration.
Yeah. But just when I see a title in English, it sometimes takes me a second to register which one that is.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I just like, it's, you know, I know what it is, and then Japanese title kind of throws me off sometimes. It's just what I first watch it as and what I first know it by. Like,
yeah.
So I first watched Sorono Tashimano. As Sono Tashimano with the title, and then it started coming out as Heaven's Lost Property. I mean, Attack on Titan, you know, I'll always call it Attack on Titan because that's what I first known it by, but its title is Shingeki no Kyojin. I'll never call it that because that's what I'm first accustomed to.
Yeah.
It kind of took you a little while to.
Nice.
I guess really understand that this is from a different country, and it's
it took me a while.
You just thought it was someone you know making these badass animations.
Like I didn't know what animation was until like far as like I knew that like it was animation like from Pixar and everything. When I took animation in high school, which you know then I finally got the more basic of it, how they make it, how it's all done, and I mean. It doesn't really. It does vary from far as anime, but like it has the same basis and same tools because they got it from Pixar to begin with. But you know,
damn it.
They made it a little bit better. As far as like how the animation is, how they have their own art style. Like some of the art styles, it's just everyone's different. Like what was it, Ragback, where they had like giraffe necks.
I don't.
Where the eyes are different, or like Regio's, which I was showing you this morning. Like the shadow of their nose is like it's like they have a whole fucking shadow on
it's
their
like
nose.
It's like a bunch of brush marks.
But like it, they can be inside and they have like a big ass shadow.
I mean, that's just lighting, but you know.
No, I know that, but I mean, it's just like I get it. But,
if it never changes, to, you know, no matter what time of day it is,
it
is a little weird.
Like they're in the shower, it doesn't change.
Right.
I mean, it's just, I never kind of remember what we were first talking about. But, okay, go back to my favorite anime. But my favorite anime that I guess gave me like a life lesson would be Erica 7.
Mm-hmm.
Like you've seen the first couple episodes, right?
Yeah, it's been a while though.
But, you know, his dad. Renton's dad's pretty much a do yourself, the quoting is like do yourself, don't beg for things and or wait shit.
Do stuff for yourself and don't you know
I forgot
look
say.
Upon others
for
to do things for you. I guess would be
or do yourself, don't beg for things or you won't get anything at all.
Okay,
so it's pretty much basically like a basic thing like. Don't be a little bitch about it. Because
that's what his father really means. He just says this little line, just like, by the way, if you don't understand the meaning behind there, pretty much what I'm trying to say is don't be a little bitch. Man the fuck up. Sounds like Shinji Ikari's dad. Without, you know, it's, don't be a bitch, man the fuck up, get in the robot.
Yeah, or like the Bridge series. Oh my god, that's
by Gigak.
Yeah, and, speaking of Garnet, or
Giguk?
Giga or whatever.
Giguk.
We're not copying Pataku. It's just
no. And that's definitely one thing I want to say. This maybe I got it. This we are doing an anime podcast, but we will definitely probably in the future definitely try to branch more from just anime. Probably video games, pop culture, movies, and comics. If you know any of us, you know, hear any of the greatest news about comics. But you know, for right now, good lord, I'm turning that off vibrate. I thought I would not get a single.
Turn your phone off.
Yeah, no, it's on mute now. But this originally this is starting as a anime discussion podcast where we talk about anime every week or whenever we decide to do this.
Or whenever we can get to stick.
Get together, you're right.
Shit.
But yeah, it's we're definitely not trying to copy anyone. We may take, this sounds bad, we may take little aspects and try to apply it, but that's just try to start off a little stronger because we've seen what works and we're going to try to use that. But over time, we're going to try to evolve and kind of be...
And make our own.
Right, stuff. Exactly. We're going to try to become our own thing versus... I have no intention of copying anyone. I have no intention of doing anything. If I make a reference, I'm definitely going to say where that reference comes from or, you know, link in, you know, in the description. I'm definitely going to leave links to other people such as Podtaku and Gigak himself. Anyone I mention, because that's, you know, might as well give them credit. And if no one's heard of any of them before, why not check them out, you know?
Yeah,
they can be pretty entertaining.
In a way, like,
if you haven't already heard of them before, I mean.
That's how they, like, in a way, a lot of people inspired me to do a YouTube channel. I want someone else to do it with me, because it's just like, you know, you can do it by yourself, but it's just like...
It's more fun to do it with other people, for sure.
Like Felix, he...
that always throws me off
when
you say that.
PewDiePie, like, he kind of, I guess, inspired me to actually do it, because, like, he doesn't do it for money, he does it because he wants to do it.
Well, I could argue that, but I don't know the guy, so...
Well, no, because, like, you know, he gives, like, and when he does charities, he, you know...
Well, yeah, you got a point there, I mean...
He gives, he's probably giving him, like, $1 million of his own money away.
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean,
nothing.
I haven't watched any of his videos in a long time, but I am aware who he is, and it does throw me off every time you say it. Goes back to the anime.
Yeah, but
I first known him. I first knew him by the name of PewDiePie, and you keep calling him Felix. I'm just like, who the hell are you talking about?
But it's just kind of like why I wanted to say, you know, just why you wanted to do this with me.
Oh, why I wanted to do it? I've always enjoyed making videos ever since I was a kid. I always had a camera in my hand. So, and I would just be filming dumb crap. Like, even when I got my own little $20 camcorder, I was just walking around the house filming random stuff. It was just nonsense. And I have two VHSs of shame, I like to call it, where, you know, it's just all these videos. I have not thrown them away. I don't know where they are right now. Probably in a box in my attic. But they do exist, and they will never see the light of day again. But... You know, when I was in high school, I joined a video tech class, and it was a lot of fun. You know, I enjoyed making videos, I enjoyed cutting it, I just enjoy the whole process, and definitely one of my inspirations for wanting to do more videos, and probably the kind of videos I like to make, is definitely Rooster Teeth. I've watched their videos for years, and they've provided me with lots of laughs, and they're just kind of... What I want to do, I want to, you know, make content that people can enjoy and, you know, can provide people with laughs, you know, because everyone has bad days, and nothing's better than just something to kind of cheer you up and make you laugh a bit, and that's kind of what I like to do, and there might be even a branching channel we can make little shorts, you know, little videos, just kind of silly videos that, you know, we write and make.
But some of them that I'm thinking of are just kind of messed up, like the penny and then the
bird. Oh god, that was so bad. Like, that's just my sleep deprived mind thinking that.
I know, that was so awful.
I'm like, oh my god, I thought that.
I know, but I was thinking, you know, the...
Let's not give it away. If we do it, why not just do it? Yeah, I know. No regrets. If it starts getting a lot of flack, we'll take it down. But I mean, the
it's kind of messed up.
It's kind of messed up.
Shut up. Did I miss something?
Oh,
I'll tell you after.
Yeah, we're not being, you know, we're not on record what this is. It came from my sleep deprived mind. Yeah, like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, when we were going home, but.
It came before that, but when it happened, I just started laughing my ass off when it came back to me.
Okay, let's get back on the topic.
Yeah.
We're still on number 3.
Well, no numbers, just kind of. Anyways, we got so far off topic, I don't remember where you were.
Oh, don't worry.
Where am I?
No, I know where we're at.
How we got in.
Which topic?
And that's number 2.
Number 2.
So pretty much how I got into anime, it's almost a similar story, but it was definitely at a younger age. When I was really young, you know, kids watch cartoons all the time, but, you know, I think I was playing, to date it, probably a little bit more, I was playing the SNES game Turtles in Time, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, very fun game, and I think my parents were having a party. And I guess my dad just rented a video, just a cartoon video, to just kind of keep me quiet and up in my room for a while.
Right, shut up.
Right, stay quiet.
Shut your mouth.
Right. But it, on the box, it said Sailor Moon. So I was, you know, I was like, okay, what's
this?
Right, exactly. I put it in the VHS and it wasn't Sailor Moon.
What was it? Porno?
I can't. Kind of close. I don't know what it was exactly. I don't know a name of it. But it was very similar to Sailor Moon. It could have been an uncut Sailor Moon. I have no idea. It was so many years ago. But there were definitely magical transformation scenes, and there were tits in my face. And I think my dad came up and saw what I was watching. And this is like when I was 4, you know, I didn't know shit. But he's like, oh, well, I guess I'm taking that back to the movie. Plays and just, you know, like, picked up the actual basis and, like, here you go. I was like, whoa.
Did you fall on that?
No, I pulled a cord and that made a loud noise. All.
I know, but did you fall on
that?
The other one?
No. I just pulled the cord.
I thought you fell on the PS4.
No, I wouldn't break the PS4. I definitely don't prefer Microsoft more. I'm kidding, I like every console.
I should have written down in the comments. You're like, oh, PS4 is better.
PS4 is better. PC Master Race. You know what? Should I say this? PC Master Race? I own every console Master Race. I own PC, I own Xbox, I own PlayStation, I own Nintendo. So, I win.
Yep.
I think I win on that one.
Best of all worlds.
I used to own the Xbox, but then I cut it and I put it on fire.
What?
One time I had a PS1... But then I took a sledgehammer to it when I was born. I was like, what, 8 years old?
You just don't know any better? You're like, this looks
like,
fun.
These games suck.
Okay, there we go.
I just kind of derail a bit. But so, like I was saying, there was just something that wasn't Sailor Moon. It could have been uncut Sailor Moon. I don't know what it was before.
Hentai movie.
It could have been some hentai movie. Who knows? But I do specifically remember there were tits in these transformation scenes, and it was... A little jarring and a little confusing time for me, you know.
Now it's just like that because I can.
What are those?
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like in Rosetta Vampire, times Mucket would change. It would always show her ass, then her boobs. Like it was just like.
They did grow, didn't they?
It's like she has like a
two sizes.
Like you know how like a tire and you pump it up.
She's crushing times around the bicycle. Aha! I am now transformed and I am now stronger. Look at them.
I can hypnotize your mind.
You are getting sleepy. So after that, I really had no other experiences with anime in general till I guess really Pokemon started coming to America. Exactly, everyone started watching that, and you know that's kind of when I became attracted to that art style. No, but when I started being drawn, it goes back to the hentai thing.
Hentai games. What's that from again?
It's Gigark. He always likes to make
that
joke.
No, I know, but it's from the... Oh,
I have no idea what it's from.
I fucking fucking knew it, but I don't know what the fuck it is. Oh yeah, welcome to the NHK.
That show is so random.
I have not seen that
yet. You gotta see it. It's awesome.
I've heard it's good. I just haven't gotten around to it. So when Pokemon started coming out, I started getting really drawn in by that art style, and just kind of it felt really new. And as things started coming out, Dragon Ball Z, Sailor Moon, which I got reaccustomed to in the new brand new version that's aired on TV now.
Apparently there's three of them.
Really? Ew, the
no, I was talking about the one that you were watching that right. was Sailor Moon.
the one my dad got me by mistake. I think it was a mix up with the rental place, but probably. It happened.
That's hilarious.
But now we don't need to be in session.
Right, and as the years have gone by, you know, it's kind of, I guess, in a way, peered off and then came back a little bit more, a little bit stronger each time. So like I said, Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, which was forever. You know, I'd get home from school every day and I'd watch Dragon Ball Z. There was also Cardcaptor Sakura, and I think even, I want to say there was a child-friendly Big O where it was dubbed without any of the cuss words. Like, kind of like Yu Yu Hakusho.
Big O, yeah.
I think so. I could be completely wrong. But I remember, I kind of remember it on Toonami.
Big O was on there.
It was?
Yeah, I think so.
Yu Yu Hakusho was as well.
Yeah, it was. Had Inuyasha, too.
I don't think Inuyasha.
Yes, it was. Like, yeah, it was.
I remember.
It came out too, it was like 2000. They put it on 2004 or not 4.
Okay, I will not argue with the date, but I will argue that it was on Adult Swim first.
Well, I know that.
Yeah, I know.